Just so everybody knows, we are talking about the Boone County Chamber of Commerce today, and we have Jennifer Hansen here. Mike hit the road.
Mike's in Mexico. So he's enjoying the beach.
Hey, I tell you what, watching him, you know, just negotiate and navigate there for a little while, it's a challenge.
I've been incredibly impressed with Mike's leadership and just the work that he has done over the last 20 months. He absolutely deserves some beach time. So I do not fault him whatsoever.
Well, Jennifer Hansen, again, a familiar name for a number of people. You lived in Boone, recently moved, relocated because of business and everything else over to Ames, but still, big part of, you spent a lot of time in Boone and did a lot of things here.
We lived in Boone for about 11 years, and we did move recently. We actually wanted to build a house in Boone and wanted to, but land was just super, it just always got snatched up. Yeah. So we purchased a home in West Ames and are revitalizing that one. So that's taken a lot of work, but no, I really enjoyed the opportunity, and I'm just excited to be back.
Okay. The chamber had the opening, communications and events, which kind of falls right into, because I remember talking to you many years ago, that's what you were doing before you came to Boone. You did a lot of events and things like that.
Yeah. So actually, my background, way before moving to Boone, and honestly, even way before having kids, and frankly, even before getting married, my career, I guess. So I went to college at Creighton in Omaha, and my degree is in marketing and communications. And so when I left, my goal was for advertising and campaign management, but my first position was actually in the hotel industry. And so I started there and in the catering department and doing events, and then switched over to convention and contract negotiation. And so my experience actually for that first, 10 years or so of my career have been tied with the Omaha the Omaha CBB, but most importantly with the Omaha Chamber of Commerce. And so it was actually in those first days of as a young professional, I got to see and experience and just kind of learn from those guys and how a chamber works well, not just for its own members, but for the community at large. And so when I came, so with that kind of knowledge, just kind of in my, you know, what that was what I swam in for many, many years. And so when I came into Boone and I was, found opportunities and to serve and just be on boards and just committees and just, again, serving with Macaroni Kid. And
I was going to say, Kid, you did a lot of promotion on that.
So again, just finding good stuff that was already going on in the area. And I was just incredibly impressed with what Boone had to offer for families, especially. And I wanted to talk about it. And especially coming to know people who lived in the area, but did not really know or really understand what they really had in their own backyard. Mm-hmm. And so I felt really just kind of the surge of encouragement to find it and to promote it. And so I found an outlet to do that within Macaroni Kid, and it was super fun because it was geared towards families. And so I got to write and use that kind of skill set that I enjoy. But in doing so, I worked with the Boone Chamber. And I found that I think there were some opportunities there. And so, fast forward, I was part of the team that did the Boone River Valley Festival, and we had just a lot of fun. So listening to the community talk about what's cool or what would be cool in Boone, what's already happening, what happened even with Puffer, kind of back in the day, And with Art in the Park and just a lot of that, those activities and that those memories that mm-hmm. people had, and being able to bring that into the River Valley Festival was such a sweet time. And the event itself was amazing and a lot of fun, even in the hottest of the temperatures. And yet, though, it for a number of reasons, yeah. and you know, we unfortunately did have to end that. But when the position, when I saw that the chamber was looking mm-hmm. for this role, knowing that the changes that occurred over the last, 2 years, I really wanted to see it again, just off. How I could help.
Could I be a part and help make it grow?
And I didn't know at the time, you know, if really what they were looking for, you know, again, you know, Mike's a new executive director. I didn't know what, you know, and so I had actually met him in passing only once. I have done a lot of work in Boone, but maybe that's not the work he, you know, was looking for.
Sure.
Either way, I wanted to offer just that conversation. And so it worked out fabulous. And I have been just, again, incredibly inspired and really just, I've enjoyed doing the work over these last four weeks. And so
we've got a lot of different things. First thing is you came right in and it's, by the way, we need to have the lighted parade going. We pretty much had already decided it was going to be on Thursday the 1st, but yeah. I know one of the first things I saw from you was we... parade entries and we ended up what 16
and it, you know, I really do think that the community comes out and with excellence, and I've seen it done so many times in so many different environments. And so I've been to the lighted parade. My girls have actually walked in the lighted parade for many years with the Girl Scouts, and so I've experienced it as a family, and I really wanted to make it magical for our community. So, yes, walking into the position, I had about 2 weeks prior to the event, and I had a lot of notes as to, like, oh, you know, this could, you know, this might happen or this might happen. And so my job was to get on the phone and make it happen. Yeah. So, I knowing what we had done in the past, and even, so, yes, throwing in some of my ideas and some of my, just that imagination of, yeah. I'd love to have Hallmark, you know, in the middle of Boone. So with that in my clutches, I took to the phones and the Facebook.
Well, you work with the tools I have.
Right. Yeah. We had one of the largest in recent history. So it's not the biggest that we've ever had. And that's, you know, gosh, I don't know, 50 some odd years, but yeah. So having 16 entries was fantastic. And of course they, what I find even just more just amazing than the quantity of entries was the, oh my gosh, these guys put in hours and hours. And I mean, we're talking, yeah. I know one of them was talking to me that in the last, you know, 2 weeks or so of putting together his float, he spent 30 hours in his shop doing this. Yeah. So, I mean, these guys were amazing craftspeople. And just, again, being able to show their vision and to the community, it just so much fun. And, mind-boggling how these floats are so fun. So, yeah, it was a lot of... it was cold. I'll say that. Yeah. You know, it was 28 degrees.
Well, it's been worse. I will tell you, it's been worse. It's been better too. But
yeah. So we're thankful to the families that came out and braved the cold, and to be a part of the parade and of course the tree lighting ceremony.
Tree lighting, and I know Historical Society had their soup. They had a chance to come back with that. I hear from the judges, it was a challenge picking the top one.
Well, again, having so many floats, so many organizations put so much time and effort into it, it really showed. And so it was difficult to come up with the winners. And so we had the Hitting Hut was our number one. Condon's was number two. And then we actually did have the Girl Scouts. So yeah. they came in number three. And so all of their cheer... And just that that those I mean, I look behind me. We were in the front with the Redcoats, actually. Our chamber ambassadors were spreading chamber cheer. And I looked behind me, and I swore there was like 50 girls behind me. They had a lot of fun.
Now, one thing, of course, is that we kind of, because of the short holiday season, a lot of times would have started right before Thanksgiving on some of our holiday things. So obviously you get to pick up a lot of this right away. Really, big kickoff was that Saturday.
So our Boone County Holiday Open House was, just a lot of fun to really show off the businesses, not in our downtowns, in both Ogden and Boone, and even up to Madrid with the Arboretum. So it was a great opportunity to get people out in our area, and really from sun up until sundown, there was family-friendly festive fun, and just a lot of cool stuff. Again, from a lot of organizations and so imagining their time, their talent, their volunteers, their family members all pitching in to get back to the community. And again, just in a lot of fun ways. So it was really inspiring to see.
So I'm guessing for you, a lot of the time, some of the things you've done is actually gone around to the different business. We've got a lot of, it's changed a little bit downtown, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a lot of interesting places that people can check out.
There's a great variety. And there, I had a lot of different, so that Saturday, speaking of being cold, so Saturday we had Santa on the green space from 2 to 4. Shout out to Salama Greenhouse and Ideal Furniture, who helped me really kind of fluff and make that stage beautiful. But they... it was pretty cold. And so, 25 degrees with, 50 mile an hour winds made it a little chilly for the families. So Santa and I took to the streets, and we visited a number of different retailers and shops in our downtown Boone, and just to check in and spread the holiday cheer and get pictures with families and kids. We did find a number of kids. And so I got to check in with the business owners, though, and see how things were going, both as just, how's today going, but how's the year? And again, there is a fantastic opportunity because these guys put in so much work and just so much of themselves into their store. And so, sometimes some seasons are harder than others. And it just takes a while. It takes a while to get going. That 5 years on average to get a store, any business for that matter, up and running, it's difficult. Yeah. So the good news is, though, these guys are strong. And you're right. We have locations still available. We have space. We have beautiful buildings to fill up. Yeah. And yet, though, the stores around them, they're going well.
Right. Well, we do know, again, we're into the holiday time, so people still shop small, shop local. Again, we keep doing that. You do have a few other things you've already started working. Well, first of all, Chamber, and I knew because I'd already visited with Mike last month that it was transition time, so we're getting new board members in, and actually they get all ready for the new calendar year, and you actually get to try to get up and running on some of the big events you have to work on, like Pufferbilly Days. I mean, getting in on some of these right away, that's a challenge. Don't worry, I remember Laura was a month before Pufferbilly. But you do have some idea about what's happening, so that helps.
Yeah, well, and I feel very lucky to have had relationships with many of the people and the organizations that have done this stuff for decades, and so I feel very lucky that when I walk into a steering committee or a board meeting, that even though I'm new in my position, I'm not new to them. And so they know my work. They know I think I was telling Mike, most of these guys and gals have seen me do my stuff with a kid on my hip, three in tow, or gosh, I I ran for city council when I was 6 months pregnant, you know, with Ruth. And so I have, there's no pretense when working with me. But the good news is that then we can all kind of work together now towards that shared vision of Puffer or anything else in terms of revitalizing our communities and just strengthening both on the economic side as well as the that livability side or that where that inters that's what the chamber does is intersect commerce and community.
So I know that when it came to getting together with the steering committee, obviously we're in August now with Puffer Billy, still working with that. But you're looking at bringing back Art in the Park, because that was one of the first things you did was went to the park. You went to the park board meeting.
I did. And that was, so again, in fact, that was my first day on the job. No, I'm very, very happy to announce that we are bringing Art in the Park back into the Puffer Billy fold. So I've had a lot of experience with that event over the last, since 2017. Mm-hmm. And it was something that it really needed to happen. So the logistics of that, my vision hasn't changed, I'll say that way. And yet though, being only 8 months away, we're working diligently to make that happen.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that we know for something like that, you actually start putting pieces together right shortly after an event's done, because you always analyze what happened, how did it go, what can we do different, what can we do better.
Absolutely.
And so you're kind of hitting it running.
Yes, yeah. And the good news is I've got some great connections with the work that I did in the festival. So both on the music side as well as the community side, so the local side. So I've been putting my feelers out on things. I've been, you know, getting people to nail stuff down so that we can move on and do a call for action.
Steering committee, looking forward to it.
Absolutely, everybody is. And I'll say this too. I know that the date and
that's been up for debate. Yeah,
it was a hard transition. It's a hard change. And knowing from experience with the festival. I think people forget that. So the River Valley Festival, for those who don't know, was the Memorial Weekend. The first year we actually had it the first weekend in May, and then we kind of settled in on that national holiday. But still, that first year we had snow. And in fact, one of the reasons kind of we moved it forward a little bit is that we had snow at Seven Oaks 3 weeks prior to the event. I mean, it was muddy and mucky and chilly, and it was cruddy weather. You know, skip ahead, and you know, then in 2018 we had the hottest Memorial Weekend since the Dust Bowl. I mean, it was 100. Speaking of Art in the Park, I mean, it was. I went out there to do setup, and by I looked down. It's 9 o'clock, and it's already 95 degrees. Yeah, I mean, it was so incredibly hot. And so anytime, lighted parade, festivals, concerts, anything you do outside, you know, Mother Nature, weather is your, it either is a blessing or a curse. Yeah. And so you can do all. So that being said, so taking weather out of the equation, like, because you just can't control it. I think the beginning of August is a great time to celebrate our town. And so I'm looking forward to doing that.
Okay. Well, we've got more work going on there, and part of the things you do is having to recruit people to be a part of it and help to help on the volunteer side. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're already, anybody interested, please make contact. We might do more after the new year. But
well, right. So once I have some of those solid pieces nailed down and I can put the word out. So be a couple of things. Definitely check out our Facebook page. And you know, like it and what have you, so that you can stay connected there. And then also share and really recruit and look to your teams, your groups of friends, to jump in where you feel best
Where you have an interest.
Yeah, absolutely. So whether it being in the concert or, you know, space, or whether it being with, we've got we're going to do the train show again this year, or whether it being art in the park or any of those type of environments that you feel like, gosh, you know, that'd be a lot of fun. I actually do have an interest in that. Or I've heard that that was a lot of fun and I'd like to be a part of it.
Sure.
Please let me know at jennifer@boonecountychamber.com.
Quickly, we do have, again, some new officers coming in. I know that part is already moving into the new year because they'll be taking over. And we had a little retreat, so the board kind of gets together and what they're doing, chamber-related. Now we're talking chamber-related. Like you said, it's not just chamber about businesses, it's about community.
Right. And in this case, kind of going back to and putting my chamber hat on, those three new board members include Christine Redeker, Shiloh Burke, and Sam Byrell. So all three of those guys were just unanimously approved for joining our team. And then our new vice president of the executive board is Scott Chitty, and he's the site lead with the Bears site. So we're just super thankful for their involvement and how they're stepping up in a number of ways in and outside the chamber. So we're just thankful for their participation. But yeah, the board retreat is actually, it's a neat opportunity. What we're doing now is our first meeting where we are able to combine the Economic Growth Board and our chamber board into quarterly meetings, so to share goal setting and communication. So that's a really great opportunity now for us to do work well without doubling up on efforts, and just, you know, so that we are aware of what the other team is focused on.
So yeah, to make sure that people know what we don't want to have one group. It's a matter of communication and keeping things moving forward.
Right. And so I think that
building support among the whole group.
Exactly. And so as we saw, I'll say this and kind of jumping ahead, as we saw with the ribbon cutting just yesterday with the overpass, there are so many teams that have to give their all in order to get some of these projects moving. So whether it being because of funding or whether it being just time and focus and vision casting or whether it just being organizations saying, yes, I agree that this is a good plan and showing their participation. There are so many pieces of the pie that all need to kind of get on the same bus. Mm-hmm. And so as often as we can, just having that sense of communication, having that sense of camaraderie in this work that we're doing. Gosh, you know what? This work is tough enough on its own. We don't, you know, we want to be a team in looking at those visions.
Well, before we run out of time, quickly, we are going to talk a little bit about, we have a new member.
Yeah.
One new member. A part of this, I know Mike is renewing memberships and getting others to be participants and become a part of the group. So you probably get a chance to get out there and visit with them, but Redicato.
Yeah. Right. So it's funny. So my first, member, and our newest member. So I'm super proud that they're coming on board, but Redicato with, Jenny Wright and Chad Starling is our newest member. And so we are going to be doing our membership renewal efforts in January. And so you'll certainly hear us quite a bit talking about the accomplishments of the chamber, just what Mike and that team has done over the past 20 months. And then what even just with he and I and as our team moves forward, what visions and goals we have. So we do have certainly some ground to make up, but we're excited about where we're going.
And I'm going to, before I let you go one more time, because you are familiar with it, but Main Street, again, we've got that committee working.
Yes.
They are excited to build a resume.
Yes.
And I know the chamber is excited to be a part of that too.
It is. And that's actually a funny story. I was telling you, Jim, I actually, back in my work when I was doing some grant writing and grant research, I came across the Main Street stuff. So this is now, you know, 6 years ago or so. And I brought it to the chamber, and at the time it was not something that they had the appetite to pick up. So, you know, fast forward, I'm moving to Ames, getting, you know, doing in the middle of a kitchen remodel, and I hear that I look online and I see that the chamber, that the new chamber administration, Mike, most notably, was taking on and really doing a lot of the hard work to get Main Street, and I was like, that alone just shows me his passion and his vision for what our downtown can look like, and just revitalizing the heart of Boone.
Well, it's good to get a chance to visit with you. And once again, people, stop by the chamber office. A great gift, by the way.
Yeah.
Chamber checks, chamber bucks. Get those.
That'd be fun.
Can stop and pick them up. Jennifer Hansen's been our guest on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. And we'll keep updated. Keep sending press releases to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll send pictures, too, this time.
Oh, yeah. Pictures, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to have those, too. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Jim.